Hello, it's the Agenda Podcast from 91.3 WUKY. I'm Tom Goodell. Thanks so much for downloading and listening to our maiden voyage. Our purpose here is to give you a heads up on the most interesting, unusual, and fun stuff to do in Lexington and Central Kentucky each week. To accomplish that, we've enlisted the aid of some of our area's most prominent citizens. We'll also get some tips from our listeners and check in with the amazing folks at WUKY, the only radio station where NPR rocks at 91.3. So let's get right to it. Our first guest on our first podcast is Linda Gorton. A UK grad and registered nurse, Gorton has a long history of public service. In fact, when she retired in 2014, she was the longest-serving member of the Lexington-Fayette Urban County Council, including a term as the city's vice mayor. In 2018, she came out of retirement to run for mayor, a race which she won handily in November last year. And she finds her work in city government not all that far removed from her original career choice. As she told potential voters at a forum in May of 2018, as a registered nurse, I'm used to triage. Well, we're glad to have our first guest on the agenda, Linda Gorton, mayor of Lexington. Welcome, Linda.
Thank you so much, Tom. It's great to be with you.
You've been in office since January. What's the best thing about being mayor of Lexington and the Fayette Urban County government?
The best thing for me is meeting all the people and working with people to get things done.
And what surprised you most as mayor?
What surprised me most was how difficult a budget situation we were in. And so we had to make some hard choices about the budget. But it's, you know, it's not an emergency, and it's not a crisis, so we dealt with it, and I have a good budget.
What should we watch for from city government this summer?
We're going to be ramping up our opioid issues and working toward a big community-wide forum in the fall, which is a big big thing.
Well, that will definitely be on our agenda for that time. So now to the issue at hand. From your perspective here in the mayor's office, what would you say are the three most interesting, significant, or unusual events happening this week in Lexington and Central Kentucky?
I have three good ones for you. The first is Grand Night for Singing. It continues June 14th, 15th, and 16th at the Singletary Center, and I've been there. Many people have been there. It's wonderful. UK Opera Theater has it as an annual fundraiser. UK Opera Theater is known for attracting the best voices in the country. Dr. Everett McCorvey is director, you know. And in 1991, he came to UK to teach voice. He took over the opera program in 94, and he found a way to create a love for opera right here in the city. It's known for basketball, bourbon, and horses. And so Grand Night has opera students performing everything from Broadway to Billboard. So that's number one. Number two is Friday Flicks. Many of our families already know this event. Friday Family Fun. It's each Friday at Jacobson Park through June. And it's $2 a carload, so you can pack the whole family in and a friend or two. Sponsored by Lexington Parks and Recreation. And they have pre-show that starts at 7 o'clock with activities. And then the movies start at dark. The movie on June 14th is How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World. We all need to know about that. The third one I wanted to mention is the Bluegrass Fair, and it's a perennial favorite of many people. It continues through June 16th at Masterson Station Park. It's a tradition here. It's affordable, family fun, and admission for children under six is free. There are rides. You can find, I mean, where else can you find flying frisbee dogs, dinosaurs, racing pigs, and other things? Bluegrass Fair has been sponsored by the Lexington Lions Club for 58 years. And the club, the Lions Club, has donated millions of dollars in proceeds from the fair to local community charities. So good stuff going on.
The Bluegrass Fair is always one of my favorite summer events here. They've moved it to a new time this year, so it's happening earlier than we're used to. And I still have yet to work up the courage to try the deep fried butter.
Oh, go for it. Just a little bit of it.
Yeah, I think I need to spread it around and have others share with me. Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Mayor Gorton. And I hope you'll come back and join us again soon on the agenda.
Of course. Thank you so much, Tom.
For a closer look at one of the events mentioned by Mayor Gorton, we sent 91.3 WUKY's Karen Czar to a rehearsal at the Singletary Center.
Okay, Dr. McCorvey, another year for Grand Night for Singing.
Yes, this is year 27. I cannot believe that it has been 27 years and that I've been here for all of them.
What an incredible journey. And you started this whole thing.
Yes, I did. It was a joint effort between myself and Jim Rogers, who was the theater director at UK Theater. And I wanted to create a high energy, high impact show to help our students to understand the importance of putting a show together in a very short period of time. So we do this all in 5 weeks. We start the week after graduation and the Monday after graduation, and then we put it on 5 weeks later.
How did you come up with this idea? Or is this something you've done elsewhere and brought to UK?
Well, you know, when I moved to New York City after I finished my degree, I went to the University of Alabama. And when I graduated with my master's, I moved to New York. And when I was there, I realized all of the different areas that a singer could pursue in order to have a career. I always thought you had to do opera, or that was it. Or you had to do, you know, I knew of Broadway. I didn't know a lot about it, but I knew Broadway was there. But I had no idea of television, movies, studio work, modeling. I mean, there are just so many things that you can do. And so I wanted to bring all of those areas to our students. And I found that the best way to bring it to them was through this musical review, where we could take things from Billboard, we could take things from Broadway, and teach them how to sell these songs and make them work.
And I love that you brought up that this really is geared towards the students. But over the years, the entire community is involved in this.
That's right. We opened this up to the community probably about 5 or 6 years after we started Grand Night. And one of the reasons that we did that, you may remember that there used to be Lexington Musical Theater.
I don't remember. I'm far too young.
Oh, of course you are. You were just a mere babe.
I remember it well.
And so when Lexington Musical Theater stopped presenting shows, mm-hmm. there was a sort of a gap in there, and we had wonderful adult performers who didn't have an outlet. And so I thought, what a great way to engage the community.
If somebody wants to get tickets, what do they need to
do? So there are several ways to get tickets, the old way and the new way. The old way, 859-257-4929. The new way, singletarycenter.com.
Dr. McCorvey, what can we expect this year?
Well, we have a wonderful array of materials from, you know, I need to count how many different shows.
Sure.
But I bet there are probably 20, 25 different shows that we're doing. We're doing shows from like A Star Is Born, from Jekyll and Hyde, from Hamilton, from Kinky Boots, from My Fair Lady, from Grease, from Chicago, from On the Town, from Showboat. I mean, you name it. We have, we've selected some of the best numbers from those shows.
What's your favorite thing about doing Grand Night?
The best thing that I love about Grand Night is seeing the growth in the performers from the beginning of the process to the end of the process. You have people at all levels, and many come in thinking, oh, I can't do this. I'm only a singer. I can't dance. And then 4 weeks later, they're dancing and selling a show. Or you have some people who have had experience on stage, but not at this level. Because in every level, we try to make sure that it is professional. And so just to see the growth in the performers is something that I look forward to every year.
One of the things that the audience seems to love the most, though, is to see you and Mrs. McCorvey performing together. How magical is that?
Well, I must say, you know, what's that phrase about husband and wife when they're on different spectrums of the world?
When you're single, you don't know that saying.
Oh, that's...
So I'm like, I don't know.
It was Mars and Venus.
Oh, men are from Mars, women are from Venus.
Yeah, that's it. And except when we sing together.
Then you're on the same planet.
Then we're on the same planet. We have a great time.
That's UK Opera Theater's Everett McCorvey with 91.3 WUKY's Karen Czar. There'll be three performances of Grand Night for Singing at the Singletary Center for the Arts this weekend, Friday and Saturday at 7:30, plus a Sunday matinee at 2. Tickets are available at singletarytickets.com. Next up on the agenda, our staff pick. And joining us here in the WUKY studios is 91.3's newest Rock and Roots host, DeBron Thomas. Welcome.
Hey, Tom. How's it going?
I can't complain. So what's on your agenda this week?
What's on my agenda this week? Well, you know, one of the hidden gems in Lexington is something that happens every Monday night down there on the corner of 2nd Street and Elmtree Lane. And I'm talking about the bar TD's.
Oh, yeah.
Which is the bar owned by a Lexington musician and legend himself, T.D. Young. Every Monday night, though, his band plays to a packed house. It's an environment that I think that there's nothing else like it in Lexington. It's like when you walk in, it's like you're automatically transported into a different time, but not necessarily a specific time, but just a time of like lots of soul and like lots of grit. And his band plays every Monday night, and they bring up musicians toward the end of the night. And you know, you may or may not see me show up there sometimes.
I was
many
ask,
other musicians.
Yeah. That was definitely my next question: if I go tonight, or am I going to see you?
Maybe. Yeah, it's a real possibility.
Fantastic. Well, that's something. I knew about TD's place, and I knew that there were live performances. I haven't been yet. And so this is great news, and I'm really looking forward to hearing that.
And sometimes there may or may not be a fish fry outside, so that's also a possibility as well.
Okay, now you got me. I will be there, man. All right, and let's see, we've got this little fund drive going on this week for WUKY.
That's right. You can give your choice of support to WUKY online right now at wuky.org. We've got the fund drive happening, and we're giving you the best of both worlds, Tom, the best news and entertainment, and also music. So if that's something that you appreciate, do what you can right now online at wuky.org, where you're listening to this podcast right now.
And remind me when I can hear the Crunkadelic Funk Show.
The Crunkadelic Funk Show airs Saturday nights at 9 right here on 91.3 WUKY.
Thanks, DeBron.
Thanks, Tom.
This is something we're going to try to do with each of these podcasts, is have a member of the WUKY staff come in and share their pick for the week. And stay with us for that and on future podcasts. It's time to wrap up this first edition of The Agenda from 91.3 WUKY. And since it's my podcast, I get the last word. My wife and I are headed to the beach this weekend. Ever since I was about 10 years old, I've always had at least one baseball book to read in the summer, and 2019 is no exception. So tucked in my beach bag will be the new memoir by legendary Cleveland Indians and Boston Red Sox pitcher Louis Tiant. It's called Son of Havana, and I can't wait to crack it open. But before we hit the road, there's a few things to do here in Lexington. Singer-songwriter James McMurtry is at the Burl at 9 p.m. on Tuesday night. If you don't know, he's the son of novelist James McMurtry, and as you might imagine, he's a pretty vivid storyteller. For me, his lyrics rival those of Bob Dylan and John Prine. Then there's Thursday night, jazz live at the library with Cincinnati vocalist Mandy Grimes. If you've been around the jazz scene in Lexington for several years, you may remember her performances in the 90s at the Coach House. That's Thursday. 7 p.m. at the Central Library. And last but not least, Friday is National Bourbon Day. Be sure to celebrate responsibly. I'm Tom Goodell. This is The Agenda from 91.3 WUKY. We'll see you next time.